So I will say, amongst the many incredible mitzvot that we have in Parashat Shoftim, the Torah speaks about the concept of Som Tasim Alecha Melech. So the pasuk says, this is in Parak Yitzayin, pasuk Tesvav, chapter 17, verse 15. Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo Mikar Avachecha, Tasim Alecha Melech. So you shall place upon yourself a king, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose from amongst your brethren. You shall put the king upon you, Tasim Alecha Melech, Lo Sucha Lo Seis Alecha Ish Nochri, Asher Lo Achichahu. You may not appoint a stranger as the king who is not your brother. So we'll say, so there are many, many, many aspects to this pasuk. Most notably, again, whether the monarchy is a lachatchila institution, a bidyavid institution, should we have a king, should we not have a king, is the king an accommodation because everyone else has a king, so we should have a king also. So again, much written about that. I want to draw your attention to a beautiful, simple insight made by the great tzaddik Rabbi Shaya of Rapshitz. So the Rapshitz Rebbe says like this, Som tasim alecha melech, you shall place a king upon yourself. Right, Sarabosai, so simple yet so profound. Tasim alecha, you shall place a king upon yourself. What does that mean? Al atzmicha melech. Place upon yourself a king. Sarabosai, who is the king on you? Who is the king on you? You. Som tasim alecha melech. Place a king upon yourself. Shetei sholet al ruchacha, al ma'asecha, v'hisnagusecha. Place a king upon yourself who is going to regulate, your ruach, your spirit, who is going to regulate your actions, who is going to regulate your conduct. See, Rabbosai, what the Rebbe is telling us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an incredibly nuanced message. Own your life. Som tasim alecha melech. You have to become your own king. You have to take ownership over your life. You have to take ownership over your behaviors. You have to take ownership over your decisions. You have to take ownership over your lifestyle. You have to take ownership over what does occur and what doesn't occur. Because they're both saying, you see, time, human beings are always the same. And sometimes the nature of a person is, when things don't go well, things don't go the way we want them to go, things don't turn out the way we want them to turn out, the reflex reaction is assignment of blame. Whose fault is it? And Abba said, we know that human nature is, the great part is, one thing is always clear, which is, not me. Right? I could tell you who it is. When something goes wrong, I could tell you everyone who's responsible. By the way, I'll go in chronological order, starting with my mother. Right? And she could have been better. She could have been better in all the different ways. And my father, I don't even get started. Right? And this and that. And I'll go through all of the ways in which everyone in my life is not doing their part. And that's why I'm in this mess. Said the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. There is only one melech in your life. Well, there's two. I'm not talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one melech on your day-to-day. And that's you. Own your life. Own your circumstances. Own what happens and own what doesn't happen. And I'm supposed to say, although it's a little bit scary, because if I have to be the melech over my life, you know what that means? When things go wrong, the buck stops with me. I made the mistakes. But here's the incredible part. You know, Rabbi Nachman says so beautifully, Im ta'amin sha'ata yachol lishaber, ta'amin sha'ata yachol litakein. If you believe that you have the ability to destroy, believe that you have the ability to build. That says the Rebbe. That's Som Tasim Alecha Melech. If you have the authority, you have the ability to make major and huge mistakes, then believe that you have the ability to be metakein and to rebuild things as well. Sometimes there's this desire to assign blame because at the end of the day, it hurts too much to take responsibility. But when you assign blame for whatever it is, you fill in the blank, the nature of your mishpacha, the nature of your life, the nature of your ruchnius, where your career is, whatever you want to, we've assigned blame for all different kinds of things. You're yielding the reins to someone else. If it's someone else did this, that means it's only someone else who could fix it. But if I take ownership, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, I am the melech over my life. I am the melech over my circumstances. then as painful as it is to admit that I broke it, if I'm the melech, I also have the ability to fix it. And Rabbi said, in Chodesh Elul, you often find Chodesh Elul is on one hand a time of incredible simcha. It really is incredible. I spoke about this last Shabbos. Sometimes you have a flawed conception of Elul that is like scary and overwhelming and terrible. Elul is so much simcha. The melech is basad, as the Baal HaTanya writes. There's unparalleled access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this month, even different than Tishrei. And I will say, but it's a time of a lot of awareness, and it's a time when I realize that a lot of the things that I promised myself that I was going to do this past year, I have not done. And a lot of the promises that I made to myself, I have not lived up to. And in that moment when I have that akara, the yitzhara to assign blame sets in. Resist it. Fight it. There's still a couple of weeks left to the year. Yeshkana olam b'sha achas. If a person can acquire their world in a moment, can you imagine what you could do in a couple of weeks? It's painful to sometimes have to take ownership of my life. But it might be a little bit painful in the beginning, but it's the greatest gift after you get over the initial pain. Because as the Rebbe says, if you broke it, you could also fix it. Som tasim alecha melech. Rabbi, may we have the courage to stop blaming others for our failures, our shortcomings, and our underperformance. Take the reins of life. Recognize that you are the king in your palace. You are the king over your life. Only you control, as the Rebbe says, your ruach, your maisim, and your nihug. May we be zocheh meretz Hashem to lift up the scepter of control. May we zocheh meretz Hashem to pick up the reins of our life. Fix that which needs to be fixed. Take ownership over this beautiful thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us called life. And in meretz Hashem, go on to accomplish incredible things.